Money, Riches, and Wealth is sponsored by the Financial Consulate. Say you don't need no diamond rings, and I'll be satisfied. Tell me that you want the kind of things the money just can't buy. I don't care too much for money. Money can buy me love. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for Money, Riches, and Wealth. Here's your host, Drew Tignanelli.
This is Drew Tignanelli here, Money, Riches, and Wealth. I'm here, Wealth. Money, Riches, and Wealth, and I'm here with Graham Ewing.
Glad to be back.
Yeah, it's always good to have you, Graham, and you're destined to be a father in about 30 days.
That I am.
Yeah.
January 19th. I'm really pulling for December 31st so I can get that child tax credit, but I don't think it's going to happen.
I became a great uncle for the sixth time. My brother's son just had Jack Andrew Tignanelli the other day. So
do you say great six times? Great.
No, my mother is the great is the great grandmother of six children. So I became the great uncle. Of little Jack. Yeah, little Jack. He was born Monday night.
Wow.
So, wow. Yeah, so I'm looking forward to meeting whoever your daughter is going to be.
You're really advocating for Drew as a...
Drew Barrymore Ewing.
Drew Barrymore as the name.
Ewing, yes. Yeah. There you go.
There you go. Sounds like a good one.
That sounds like a really catchy term there, you know?
It does.
Anyway, we're here on an open show, 410-922-6680 if you want to call in, 410-922-6680 if you want to call in. And tonight, when we do these open shows, you get to be the guest. You get to say, you know, Drew and Graham, this is what I want to talk about. This is important to me. I want to learn about this because this could affect me and could help me manage my personal finances better. And so the best way to call in and be the one to direct the conversation is calling 410-922-6680, 410-922-6680. But Graham, before they call in, I had a thing that I wanted to talk about, AARP, one of my most dreaded organizations. I'm not fond of them. I'll make it very clear. I'm not fond of AARP. I think that they are an enigma, I guess is the best way. They're a secret organization in many ways. Do you realize that I pulled up a research report here the other day? They make over $1.1 billion in revenue a year now.
A year.
And they say they spend it on seniors. And I just like to say, if somebody out there could tell me what AARP does in the community with $1 billion, that you see the impact and the benefit that they're providing, I'd like to hear it, because I'm at a loss. Like you said, they did a really cool video on getting older. But I'm like, Graham, how much? $1 billion?
$1 billion video.
$1 billion video? No. Star Wars, I don't think, costs more than $100 million. So... I don't understand. And here's another thing. AARP has been one of the biggest providers of Medigap policies, the AARP Medigap coverage, for years, for at least the last 20 or 30 years. They've been a big promoter of the AARP community-based AARP Medigap plan F.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Plan F is no longer going to be sold as of January 1. Now, you're grandfathered if you have it. So if you have the old AARP Plan F plan, you get to keep it. So that's fine. All right. But here's the problem. January 1, they're no longer going to sell it. The government won't allow Plan F programs to be sold anymore. When that happens, all of a sudden that pool of people starts to shrink in Plan F. As those pool of people start to shrink, premiums are going to do nothing but go higher. In my opinion, this is just my opinion, if I were in an organization that's held myself out to be the advocate for seniors, I would let all of my members in Plan F, and I would say to United Healthcare, which is their partner on this, I'd say, hey guys, you're going to let everyone move to Plan G if they want to. We give them a month. We give them a year. We notify them all aggressively and say, without pre-existing conditions, no matter what, if you want to switch to Plan G, you have a month or a year to do it. Period. End of the story.
And I think it's important to note that Plan G and Plan F are largely the same.
Plan G is actually less money cost into the insurance company because, you know, the insurance company, it's less benefits. It's $183. I think next year it's, $195 deductible or something like that. Okay. So, you know, they ought to do it. But they are insisting that if you want to switch from the old plan to the new plan, it's an unconditional medical review before they're going to let you switch. And to me, that's a disgrace of the company that says they're out there for the benefit of seniors.
Sure.
They make $100 million. $1 billion of that is selling insurance products to seniors. This is a disgrace, in my opinion. It's just my opinion. Does that hold any water? With anybody other than me? No, but that's okay. I've done my rant on AARP,
To throw in one other thing that we've experienced is a lot of times they have a premium for Medigap that is sort of cheaper at the beginning and then increases a little more as time goes on, and that's been a problem we've had.
When people would sign up for the AARP plan, they'd give them a 20% discount in the beginning, and then they'd take 5% a year away. Once you're through the six-month guaranteed issue, they can require medical underwriting before you leave. But AARP knows that Medigap policies are pretty sticky. People don't tend to leave.
Sure.
They just assume it's what everybody's doing. If their premium's going up more than they expect, they just sit because they figured, well, there's nothing I can do. Well, that's not true. There are things you can do, but AARP is not doing anything to help, pull you through this period. And I think it's going to be a problem for those people who stay on the AARP Plan F going into the future.
Yeah.
It could become a big problem. Anyway, I got to pull the screen over here more. So I hope Mark will hold on with me. We're on an open show tonight, but I got to go to traffic pause for a second or two. Well, it's more than a second. Chris seems to run those commercials for about 6 hours, but that's okay. But when we go on this pause, we're on an open show tonight, 410-922-6680, 410-922-6680. You want to call in, direct the conversation tonight, just like Mark's going to do at the lead of coming back from this pause. So, Mark, hold on. We'll be right with you. Right now, we're going to traffic. Take it away, traffic. This is Drew Tignanelli, host of Money, Riches, and Wealth, and president of the Financial Consulate. Are you looking for a professional financial advisor that you can trust and help you through all stages of life? Having a team of comprehensive personal financial advisors and CPAs gives us the ability to help you prepare your tax return, strategize to help you minimize tax liability, help you visualize and reach your retirement goals, and help guide you in every other facet of personal financial planning. We demonstrate these abilities every Wednesday night on our radio show, Money, Riches, and Wealth. Have you been wanting a second opinion? Then consider our trademark service, the Financial Physical. We guarantee if you don't come away from your Financial Physical with a sense of immense value, then there will be absolutely no charge. Call 410-823-7283 to speak with me and the team of comprehensive personal financial advisors and CPAs. That is 410-823-SAVE or go online to financialphysical.com. That's financialphysical.com.
Now back to more of Money, Riches, and Wealth on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, we're on an open show tonight, and we're going to go to Mark. I just want to remind you, if you want to call in direct conversation, 410-922-6680. We're going to Mark in Cadenceville. Mark, how can we help you?
What I was interested in, I hear a lot about strategizing when to take your Social Security, and would the optimum be basically everybody waits till 70 and gets the full amount each year, each month?
So the strategy is this, Mark. You tell me, are you single or married?
Married.
You're married. You tell me when you and your wife are going to die, and I'll tell you exactly when to start claiming Social Security.
Gotcha.
Well, let me go into more. Okay, so how old are you right now?
I'm just about 62.
62. How old is your wife right now?
58.
Okay, so if you feel that both you and your wife will be alive well past 85 years of age, then you wait until you're 70. If you're not willing to take the risk that both you and your wife are going to be alive at age 85 or well past 85, then you want to consider taking the lower earning spouse's Social Security sometime around full retirement age, which would be 67, or maybe even a year or two earlier if that lower earning spouse were to stop working at 65 or 62 or 64, you might want to consider taking it even a year or two earlier than 67, because the lower earner's Social Security check is going to totally disappear the minute one of the two of you die, but the higher earner's Social Security check is going to inure into the future no matter which of the two spouses lives the longest.
Got it.
And since it's all a life expectancy equation, Mark, you always want to focus on taking as soon as possible the lower earners without being ridiculous and taking it at 62 or 63, unless you need it. If you need it, you take it, okay? But if you don't need it, you wait until about 65, 66, 67. But remember that if you take it and you're earning money, you can't keep it. You got to wait until you're your full retirement age before you can actually take Social Security and earn more than $18,000 a year. All right?
Right. All right. The other thing, what if both spouses die? There's all this money in Social Security. Where does that go?
It goes all to us wonderful surviving beneficiaries of Social Security that are thanking you and your wife for not making it a long time.
Oh, is that right? Okay.
That's what happened, sir.
Thank you so much.
There's actually no money there for you, Mark. There's no account with Mark's name on it. That just doesn't exist. It's all a Ponzi scheme, technically. I mean, I used the term, in humor. But in reality, it is a Ponzi scheme. It's money coming in from Peter and Paul, who are paying for Mary and Jack who are retired now. So, and that's why in the early days, when they had 8 to 9 people working for every one retiree, it worked great. Now we're down to what, 3 workers per one retiree as the baby boomers retire?
That and people would. Would die.
People would die 65, 70 years of age.
You're lucky to get to those ages. Now people live 30 more years.
Now people live 20, 30 years, yeah. All right, Mark? Good question. I got to go to Patty in Bel Air. Patty, how can we help you?
Hi, how you doing tonight?
Good.
Yeah, I caught the tail end of that AARP and that F plan, which I happen to have. And you mentioned very quickly, like, I thought I could go between one and the other, the G plan, the H plan, whatever plan. But obviously I can't, because you said something about.
So you should call up AARP and say to them, I'm on the F plan. I want to switch to the G plan. What do I have to do that? And more than likely, at least this is what our research has told us, AARP and United Healthcare are requiring you to go through medical underwriting, and they will determine if they will let you switch to the G plan.
Problems, so they probably wouldn't let
No. Don't assume that because you have some medical problems that they're not going to let you switch, okay? So it's not, the underwriting for Medigap is very different than other types of insurances. And
okay.
So unless your health problems are serious and terminal in the near future, like a year, two or three, your medical conditions may not deny you to switch. But I don't know what their medical underwriting is and how they do it. So you're just going to have to, you're at the mercy of AARP and United Healthcare to some degree.
And you said that it'll probably, as people die off and the F plan, there's not that many people in it, the premiums will start to really
increase. Now, you always have the Maryland Insurance Commissioner weighing in with AARP and UnitedHealthcare saying, you know, I'm not sure that I'm going to let you just keep raising these premiums, but I wouldn't count on that. I'd rather be in the G plan with a growing pool of younger, healthy members. And that's why I would strongly encourage that you consider looking into talking to AARP and UnitedHealthcare about switching from F to G. And the risk is you have to pay the deductible for doctors, which is $190 or so a year. Okay. But if you save $200-$400 a year in premiums, and that's what we're normally finding, a premium savings of about $300 a year, it's worth it to make the switch. All right? I got to run.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Good question, though. There's a name there. It's I should put on glasses. And when I do, I can always see better. Gene in Ellicott City. Gene, how can I help you?
Drew. Talk about Social Security. What a lot of people miss, and it happened to my wife, and we didn't pull the trigger until I found that it was true. If you let's assume that your full retirement age is at 66 period and no months. If you retire at 55 and 1 month, less than 12 months of your full retirement age, that income limit goes up from 17 or 18,000 to something like 30 or 40,000.
No, it actually goes up now to 48,000. Okay, so yeah, what Gene's referring to is let's say that 2020 I hit my full retirement age, okay? So I'm going to hit it in July. All right. So my birthday, in case everyone wants to send me a gift, is
July 31st.
July 31st. He knows it. So everyone, the rest of you, should know this.
I like my
job. And let's say I was going to go in and apply for Social Security, and I would turn my full retirement age on July 31st. Then what I would do is I would go in January, and now I'd have the ability to earn $48,000 between January and July 31st without having to negate any of my Social Security $1 for $3 if I exceed 48,000, whereas the year before 2019, it's 1 for 2 up to 18,000. That's a good point, Gene.
Well, in her case, her birthday was in August.
Yeah.
So she took it starting in September of the previous year, and there was no penalty.
Yeah, yeah. You know,
I mean, no earnings penalty.
Yeah, you know, so it's a good point that, you know, if you know when your full retirement age is, you may be able to claim in January, because you're not going to earn more than that $48,000 as opposed to $18,000 in the year before you actually hit your full retirement. It's a great point, Gene, and I'm glad you brought it up.
Drew, my birthday is December 31st. Uh-huh. You hand me back to the producer, I'll give you my address for my present.
What, were you born at 11:59 p.m.?
No, I was 2 months premature. I was born like at 8:30 something.
Yeah. All right. Well, you have a great holiday season there, Gene. And a birthday. Happy birthday. See ya. We got to take another pause. I hope Jim from Weight Marsh will hold with us. We're on an open show tonight. That means that you get to be the guest. You get to direct the conversation. 410-922-6680. Get online now. There are lines open while we're on this pause. 410-922-6680. Take it away, traffic.
Now back to more of Money, Riches, and Wealth on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Remember that song all the time on the Sonny and Cher show, don't you? See? Anyway, so or was it Laughing that they used to do that song all the time? I don't remember, but it was one of them. I was younger then. We're here on an open show. There are lines open, too. Open show, lines open. That's never a good thing. It's good to have an open show, but it's not good to have a lot of lines open. 410-922-6680, 410-922-6680. If you want to call and ask a question, we're going to go to Jim in White Marsh. Jim, how can we help you?
Yeah, thanks, guys, for another great show. Always very informative, as usual. Regarding another question regarding that AARP Plan F being phased out, does that phase out pertain to any other Medigap policies out there, like Aetna? And if
all
not,
Plan F policies are grandfathered for if you have them and you sign up for them before December 31st of 2019, but beginning 2020, no more Plan F policies can be sold. Therefore, if you're in a Plan F policy with anyone, Care First, Aetna, et cetera, you have a potential for a shrinking pool of people in that. And how the companies are going to handle that is going to be interesting in the future.
Yeah, I would say, well, thank you. So it's not exclusively an AARP United.
No, but you see, the AARP situation that I was talking about is interesting because these are a bunch of hypocrites, and that's just my word. It's not necessarily the truth. It could be, but this is my word. These hypocrites who say that they're the advocates of seniors and making $1 billion a year doing supposed services that I'm still waiting to figure out what they do, they should be arguing with United Healthcare, you will let all of our members switch to Plan G without medical underwriting, carte blanche, period, end of the story. And yet they aren't allowing it to happen. And, you know, I've got my theories as to why. But if I were AARP, I would throw my weight behind and say, okay, and then I'm going to Aetna to do my, with Plan G from this point on, if you're not going to treat my members the way that we want you to treat them.
I agree with you. I think there's going to be a little bit of an uprising outcry here.
I don't think so, you know.
Oh, you don't know?
No, unfortunately, you know, I mean, we're only a month away from this, and there's no outcry. I've tried to blow the trumpet on this a few times, and nobody see. I've written to national publications to say, you know, this is an issue. Why is nobody blowing the horn on AARP, asking them, what are you doing to help these people? You know, I've also heard the interesting thing is that anybody who wants to switch to Plan N with AARP, they are allowing it with no medical underwriting. But now that's an interesting story in and of itself. But Plan N comes with the ability doctors to charge excess charges on Plan B, and those excess charges can be quite substantial occasionally. So, you know, I can understand why AARP would say, okay, we'll let you switch with that into Plan N, but it could come with a lot more cost in the future that you weren't expecting, you know? So anyway,
sure.
All right, Jim,
well,
good
great.
Question.
Thanks so much.
Thank
appreciate
you, sir.
It.
Take care. Excuse me. Bob in Lutherville. Bob, how can we help you?
Yes, I've listened for a good while, and one of the topics that occasionally comes up is taking somebody's spouses. We're in that period where I think it's good for us. I am 69, my wife's 67. We're still working. We're going to try to both max out at the 70 and a half time. But anyway, there's a thing that you've explained that we're still in the little period where you can take somebody can take half of somebody's, and I'm not sure who's is better to do, or if we should have taken half of somebody's benefits. Or
well, here's what I would do if I were you. You said you're 69 and your wife is 67?
Right, turned 68 in this January, right.
She turned 68 in January, right?
Right.
And so when do you turn 70?
This next year in September.
So it's like 9 months away. Here's what I would think about doing if I were you. Who makes right. more money? Who's made more money over your lifetime, you or your wife?
I'm about 20,000 more. She's nursing and I'm in sales, so it's about 20,000 over, but about 20,000 more for me.
But somewhat similar in a lot of ways.
About 110 and about 80 or 90 for her.
Okay. Yeah. So here's what I would consider doing, and you're one of the few people that have the benefit of doing this. Next, this January, you claim Social Security. So you're going to be about 8 or 9 months from your maximum benefit.
Right.
So you would apply right now to start in January, okay?
So I would declare in January, even though it's not quite.
Yeah, but you're going to give up only a few $100 of your benefit, maybe $100 a month at the most you're going to give up. Okay, but here, watch what's going to happen now, though. So then, when you claim and you're almost getting your full retirement, what's she going to do, Graham?
She's going to take half a hit.
She's going to take half of yours, okay? So your wife's going to get like $1,400 a month for 2 years, free money, while her Social Security goes all the way up to the 70 benefit, and then she's going to flip to her own benefit in January of 2022. But for the next 2 years, she's going to get $1,400 a month from you, from your benefit, basically free money. Excuse me? You'll still be getting yours. Yep. So you're going to get something like $3,400 a month is my guess. Your wife's going to get
3,480, something like that. Yeah.
Your wife's going to get like $1,400 a month for 2 years. And then at the end of 2 years, she's going to go and ask for her own benefit. And when she goes gets her own benefit, she's going to get like $3,300 a month or so. And bam, you just got $1,400 a month for 2 years for free.
Why? And I'm just asking because I don't know the answer. Why are we saying do it in January? What is January? A new year for some reason or something?
No, it's just that. The sooner you do it, the sooner your wife can take half of yours. If you wait all the way until September, you're gonna push your monthly Social Security up by maybe $100, and for that push up of $100, maybe you're gonna give up 9 months of $1,400 a month. So you're gonna give up about $13,000 to get like $100 a month extra.
And the other real quick question was, we got slammed really bad, me being in sales. I can't have write-offs with the new tax laws that went with deducting mileage and all that stuff. That said, if we go on Social Security and start taking both my benefits in full and she takes half mine, can I claim more than 20%? Would let them take taxes out because we really end up.
Yeah, you'd be able to withhold any amount of taxes you want to withhold from your Social Security check.
Would it make sense to declare at least 25%?
25%.
Because it's free money I'm getting anyway.
Yeah. It's just a way of withholding. You're going to pay taxes on it. So if you withhold, it'll be a good thing. And at worst case scenario, you get a nice refund at the end of the year.
And you don't have to have a big, a lump sum like but that could sort of go towards the other taxes that we're paying on since we're still working.
That's correct.
Okay, thanks.
You can, Bob, wait until September and hit your maximum Social Security, and then next September when you claim, your wife goes with you and then claims half of yours. The only negative to that is you gave up 8 months of half of your benefit. I just wouldn't do it. I would claim in January and let your wife...
middle of January, something like that, just go over and just...
You got to go in December. You go in December to start in January. You go now
into the office,
in December to start your benefit, and your wife goes with you and starts half of yours, and
I know it sounds crazy, but when we both start taking the benefits plus us working, I'm just wondering if it's going to throw us in a much higher tax bracket.
Listen to me on that tax bracket thing, Bob. Okay.
Okay.
Let's say I make $1,000 more than the 22% tax bracket, and I now thrust into the 24% bracket. When I thrust into that 24% bracket, the only thing that's paying 24% is that last $1,000. Everything else still paid 22 on that amount of money, 12 on that amount of money, 10 on that amount. Even Warren Buffett and Bill Gates get the benefit of the 10%, the 12%, the 22%. It's only the next dollar when you go into a higher tax bracket that starts paying at that higher rate. There's no negative to you making this extra money. It's only if you don't take it will it hurt you financially.
So if we declare and we're both getting the benefits starting in January or signing up now and starts in January, taking 20 or 25% out for taxes already would at least, so we don't have to come up with a whole lot more. Okay.
Correct. All right, buddy?
Thanks.
All right.
Thanks for your time.
Take care. Bye. We'll be with Jim after this pause with traffic. Take it away, traffic. This is Drew Tignanelli, president of the Financial Consulate and host of Money, Riches, and Wealth. So often a radio listener calls me saying, I've been listening to you for years and have been meaning to call. When they come in for their comprehensive financial physical, they say, I wish I had done this years ago. If you've been meaning to call and meet with us, then do not wait. Call now to learn more about our trademark financial physical. The financial physical is designed to be a comprehensive second opinion analyzing all your goals and objectives. Are you maximizing tax efficiencies? Will you be able to maintain your lifestyle in retirement? Is your portfolio properly allocated, or just a few of the many parts of the physical? The best part of our service is you get to see the final product before you decide if you want to pay for it. We do this to assure you we are not selling product, and we guarantee the physical to be truly beneficial. Do not wait any longer. Call 410-823-7283. That's 410-823-SAFE, or visit us online at financialphysical.com.
Now back to more of Money, Riches, and Wealth on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I should have known you did.
See, I need to come around. You know, it's almost Christmas time, so it's time that you start bringing Christmas songs in, Chris. And do you know my favorites? All right. I'm going to see. Your Christmas bonus is based on your ability to remember my favorite Christmas carols. So no clues, please. Anybody who knows them out there, don't tell Chris, you know. But he'll remember. I know he will. That's the kind of guy he is. So I appreciate that. Anyway, we're here on an open show, and we're going to go right to Jim, 410-922-6680. We got a couple lines open. We got time for at least two more calls. If you want to call in, 410-922-6680. Jim in Pikesville.
Yes, good evening. Thanks for taking my call, Drew. Social Security seems to be a popular subject tonight, and that's my question. I'm 68. I started taking Social Security when I reached, eligible 66 age. No income of any type, no earned income since, starting to take my Social Security. I do have a wife that's about in her early 60s that makes somewhere like $80,000 to $100,000 a year. We do have some passive income through interest and Schedule E real estate. Well, I got a notice from the IRS about a week ago saying that for 2017, which was the first year I took the Social Security, that almost all of it was subject to tax. And is that
because
my wife
that.
Is working?
I would believe that's correct. Well, you know, the way it works, Jim, is you would have to take, first you take half of your Social Security that you earned, okay? So let's say you made $30,000. So we take half of that, that's $15,000. And then you add all the other income from other sources on your joint tax return. So if your wife's working, let's take that as 80. So there's 15 and 80. We're at 95. Then we take all your passive income, interest, dividends, and capital gains. We add that all in. So let's say that's another 10. So we're at 105. And then we take any IRAs or any other pension distribution. We add all that. And let's say you come up to $110,000. Then you compare that to $44,000. That's when you go over $44,000 of that income. Compared to your total income, which in this situation would be well over $66,000 over. Did I do that right, Graham? $66,000 over.
Okay.
You would
44 is the baseline.
85% of your Social Security becomes taxable under that scenario. And therefore, if you made 30, 25,000 of the 30 would be taxable, and the IRS would be knocking on your door if you did not report it.
Okay.
Now you should. Who did your tax return?
I did it myself, so I missed it.
But when you entered into TurboTax, didn't it ask you if you did any Social Security income, and didn't you put the 1099?
No, somehow I missed that. I maybe mischaracterized.
You know what? I'll tell you. It's the interesting thing is that I'm surprised the IRS caught it. They're so incompetent. I'm serious. I'm actually surprised they caught it. They're so incompetent. You know, so you probably had a 50-50 shot.
Yeah. Hey, I had another quick question. I don't know how many more calls you have. So I don't
have any on there, so you're in luck. So go ahead.
It's a matter with regard to, Medicare and what plans. I know you were commenting on AARP, and I've heard the same nightmare stories about how they're not really putting the money back into the community. So I'm glad you're a spokesperson for that. I appreciate that. But it's in open enrollment right now, and I'm in a Plan G, but I'm hearing that Plan Gs are going to be grandfathered. Either you keep them or not for your gap insurance.
That's Plan F that's going to be grandfathered.
Well, I don't have AARP. I go through a private.
Yeah, but it's the same. It's not just AARP. It's Plan F, period. Whether it's Care First or Aetna or AARP, it's irrelevant. It's Plan F is going to be stopped. You can't buy it anymore after December 31st.
Okay.
And most people, about a year or so ago, you know, when you heard that Plan F was going to be stopped, you know, most people should have been turning for the last few years to Plan G. But Plan G will ignore at this point in time. There's no limitation on Plan G. That is the plan, except if you live in Pennsylvania. If you live in Pennsylvania, you want Plan N. That's a little secret for Pennsylvania, because Pennsylvania doesn't allow doctors to charge excess charges on Medicare Part B, whereas Maryland does, and you can't afford as a Marylander to accept that risk. So therefore, you go with Plan G in Maryland, Plan N in Pennsylvania.
That's what I do have. I have actually with Mutual of Omaha, but I was looking into whether going with something called a Plan C through like Hopkins Advantage or whatever. Are you familiar with that?
Medicare Advantage is not something that I'm a big fan of, but here's the way that you think about Medicare Advantage. If you want an HMO type thing and you intend to stay in your local area for the rest of your life until the day you die, and you want somebody to, you know, make your premiums a little cheaper, et cetera, and knowing that somebody's going to oversee your medical care to some degree, then Medicare Advantage can be a nice little help to lower your premiums.
Right.
If you don't need your premiums to be lower, personally, I'd suggest you stay with Original Medicare and a Medigap with Mutual of Omaha, good company, Plan G. You're going to be happier in the long term, in my opinion.
Yeah, I sort of thought it was a local thing, so thank you for explaining that. And thank you for all your time and great information you provide every show.
Well, we appreciate that, Jim. Thank you for calling.
Great. Thank
Have
you.
A great Bye. Holiday, my friend. And we're going to Tracy in Dundalk. Tracy, how can we help you? Real quick.
Oh, yeah. I got a short question. Social Security, my wife's 67 and a half, and I'm 69.
Okay.
I get 1900 and she gets 600. If I died, would she get my full Social Security?
She would, but why is she? Did she claim Social Security at 62?
Yes.
She did, okay.
Uh-huh.
Did she claim on herself or on you?
She claimed that she took half of mine.
She took half of yours?
Yeah, after a while. After.
And how much are you getting a month?
She gets 600.
And how much do you get?
1900.
1900. So half of his would probably have been about 900 or so. And if she got a 30% discount on that, then that would probably put her at about six. And you're probably talking about the net after Medicare premiums are taken out and so forth, right?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, she will get all of yours if you passed away, my friend. Yes, that is true.
Okay, I thank you then.
All right, you take care. God bless. Have a great Christmas.
You also.
Thank you. Anyway, Graham, we're out of time as usual.
We are.
Yeah.
We had plenty of callers.
We did. We had enough to keep us busy, at least.
We did.
And it was a mixture of Social Security and AARP,
Medigap,
Plan F, Medigap. Anyway, you got anything to say about before we leave?
Who's next week? Do we know?
We have a guest.
A guest. So tune in for the guest. I have no
idea who the guest is. I just know it's a guest.
We'll have to wait and see.
It'll be a good guest. I absolutely assure you of that.
That it will.
So... anyway, we've got to go. This is Drew Tignanelli saying God bless.
things are gonna be much better.